order, and we would like to ask Supervisor Bill Hort to lead us in the pledge.
All right, ready to begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Too bad we can't say that for California.
Thank you. Roll call, please.
Commissioner Abed?
Here.
Commissioner McKenzie?
Here.
Commissioner Horn?
You just heard from him.
Commissioner Jacobs?
Here.
Commissioner Sprague? Absent. Commissioner Vanderlyn?
Present.
Commissioner Zapp? Absent. Alternate Commissioner Vasquez?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Hansen?
Here.
Alternate Commissioner Cox is absent. Alternate Commissioner Mathis absent. And alternate Commissioner Kate is absent. Alternate Commissioner Hansen will vote in place of Commissioner Sprague, who is absent. There is a quorum.
Thank you. Okay, we have a new commissioner, the mayor of Encinitas, Mayor Catherine Blakespear. Welcome, and it's a great organization here, so it's only going to get better.
Thank you.
And we need now to install you as a officially. So we have David Hall, the clerk of the city board. Can
county.
You please?
County board.
County, sorry. Oh. County board, yes. Whoops. Yes.
No wonder we can't elevate it.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I, Catherine Blakespear,
do solemnly swear that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of California, against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance, to the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of California, that I take this obligation freely, without any mental reservations, or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully, discharge the duties, upon which I'm about to enter. Congratulations.
All right, congratulations. Okay. Great. Well, congratulations. We'll move on to item four, approval of minutes of meeting held May 1st. Any questions, commissioners, or a motion to approve?
No approval.
Okay, I have a motion by Supervisor Moore.
Second.
I have a second by Joe. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Great. We move on to item five, executive officers recommended agenda revisions. Anything to be revised?
No revisions this morning, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, move on to item six. Commission executive officers announcements. Anything? The Padres won one game in a row. But they're still at the bottom. So anyway, there's always hope. So, okay.
Actually, I did have an announcement.
Yes, go ahead.
So I just wanted to let everyone know here that the city of Lemon Grove was incorporated exactly 40 years ago.
Oh.
And so we will be celebrating all year long starting July 1.
Okay. Okay, great. Congratulations. Okay. Okay, we go to other business item 7. Ratification of county wage and benefit changes. We have a report. Mr. Rock?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Per your adopted budget as well as your rules, they provide for the ratification of comparable wage and benefit changes when such wage benefits have been approved for county employees. And there has been a package that was adopted for county employees, which is summarized in the handout before you. And on pages 1 through 4, there's a summary of those changes as well as the attachments to this item. Essentially, depending upon position, there are either salary band increases that occurred in the county, or in some cases, salary band and actually wage increases ranging from 2% to 3% for most positions. Through the next 5 years, there's combination of 3% wage and range increases and 2% for the one executive position. In my case, for example, there's a range increase only of 3% beginning in fiscal year 17-18 and concluding in 21-22. And then there are also some lump sum payments on page 2 of the report. There's detail about that applicable to all staff. Some of that will compensate for additional health benefit costs for employees, and then it's also important to note that LAFCO, like the county, will stop contributing to the employer's portion of the contribution for the retirement plan, and that was approved actually in 2014, but it kicks in this fiscal year. So if there's any questions, I can certainly answer them for you. There's a minute item at the end of the report that needs to be approved today in order for this to become effective based upon the various effective dates. And that concludes the presentation.
Thank you, Mike. Just for clarification, on the staff report, it talks about the ranges, 3% wage effective date, June 23rd, 2017, and all the staff and executive officers. We're talking about the effective date of the range, not the increase. So we don't have any increase in salary. So we're approving the range and the effective date impact the range.
For the executive position, correct. For the other positions, analyst 1 through 3, and then some support positions, there are actually wage and range increases beginning in 17-18, and that is also what parallels what occurred in the county.
So did we approve that?
That is what your commission is deliberating on this morning in terms of ratification in order to be parallel to the comparable county positions.
So we are, item 7 asks for the salary increase and range increase for staff.
For the designated classifications.
Right. But not for the executive officer.
Correct.
So this is up to the commissions. Any questions about that? How does it fit with the county's salaries, increases, and benefits?
Move for ratification.
So,
second. Second.
I'll second. Thank you, Bill. You saved me there. Hanging on the head.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All in favor of the staff recommendation, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstained? Okay. Then we have approved the range and the increases for the staff.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Item 8, we can take item 8 and item 16 all together because they are related, if you wish. And we need to ratify the executive officer's recruitment contract. And I'll turn it to Mike.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This item involves a ratification of a contract that I executed based upon the commission's action at the last meeting. To begin a search for my replacement, and we've retained Peckham and McKinney. I've asked Clay Phillips, our recruiter, who is sitting next to Joe at the end of the dais, to give an update as far as where we're at with things. But in terms of my end of administering the contract, I executed the contract in mid-May. Clay came on board immediately thereafter and has begun working on the search, and he'll go over some of the milestones that have already occurred. He's been very busy, but he'll be even busier in the upcoming weeks and hopefully months. And at this point in time, I'll turn things over to Clay, but also at the end of his presentation, we do need to ratify the attached contract that is appended to item 8. Clay?
Great, thank you, Mike. Are you live?
I've been away too long. I don't know how to push buttons anymore. Chairman Abed, members of the commission, it's my pleasure to be here to give you an update on the recruitment today. I'll make it as brief as I can because I know you have a lot of work to do today. So Mike had already indicated that he ratified the contract in May. I've actually received updates for our input from all four members of the task force the week of May 10th through May 19th. On May 19th, the task force actually met and we reviewed the draft brochure that was prepared and received input from the board members and also finalized the actual schedule at that point in time. May 22nd, which is the very next Monday after we met on Friday, we actually got started, finalized the brochure. We actually placed it on our Peckwood McKinney website that week. I know that it's gone to LAFCO. It's on your website now. It's also on the CalLEFCO website, so it's there digitally as well. Immediately we started developing ads for all the publications, and we placed ads in Western City, jobs available, California APA, Jobs and Government, Public Sector CEO, and California Cities, to name a few. There's a couple others that are still in process. Peckwood McKinney is developing an individual mailing list as we speak. Typically, we mail out about 300 of those actual brochures to specific people. We're in the process of putting that together now. I've actually already begun to contact individuals in the county and talk to them about this position. I've talked to the executive director at CalLAFCO about the position. There is interest in the position. I'll let you know that already. Very, very encouraged about the preliminary information that I'm getting out there. The schedule as it exists will be that we're going to be going through this process of contacting, or I will be. And July 11th is scheduled at this stage for me to do actual interviews with people that we hopefully narrow it down to. July 20th is the task force review process where you task force will actually be interviewing the finalists that at least I've selected. The final interviews are scheduled for July 27th. At that stage, hopefully, you will all decide on a candidate by the end of July, and then we'll begin background checks and reference checks after that. And as soon as we can get one on board for you, that is our goal. Our next meeting together is actually July 10th to give you another update on where we are. And that's kind of a quick update on where we are today. Happy to take any questions from you might have today.
Thank you, Clay.
Thank you, Clay, and for the company as well. We've been working together, and the goal is we share the same goal of getting the best candidate for this job, and this is an important government organizations that deals with a lot of land use issues. So I think we have put this process on a fast track without compromising the integrity and getting the best candidate for the job. We hope to bring some, not only recommendation, but an excellent recommendation to the board at the August 7th meeting. That is the goal. And if everything goes according to the schedule, we should be right on time before Mike leaves at the end of August. So, any comments, commissioners, questions to the process? We believe this is a great process to put us in a position to get the best candidate for the job.
I just have a quick clarification. Could you repeat what the date is you're planning on sending, mailing those brochures out?
Hopefully by the end of this week.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, any other questions? We need to ratify that item 8. Okay. I have a motion, and I need a second.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. We move on to item 9. Public record archive email address policy. So we have a staff report, Mike.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and I'm sure your legal counsel will add some additional information to this, but at the last meeting, your legal counsel presented a public records archival email policy, and the commission adopted that. We reformatted that into our standard LAFCO format, which is attached to this item. One other byproduct of that policy was that we created an archival email address for commissioners. We will reiterate this in the future, but you may want to write down sdlafco@sdcounty.ca.gov. That's a secure address that will be password protected. We're still working out and testing this particular address, but the way the policy works, the way it was approved as well as amended at the last meeting, is that commissioners that use private devices or servers should copy when they're conducting LAFCO business, emails or texts to this particular address that I gave you. It will facilitate then the access if there are public records requests that the public may make. So sdlafco@sdcounty.ca.gov. I know Mike probably has some additional comments to make, as well as some activity in San Francisco that you may want to mention that applies to government agencies as well that you should be aware of. So, Mike?
Yeah, this is filed under the topic of Schadenfreude. San Francisco has an initiative ordinance that imposes duties on that city and county with respect to transparency that are more demanding than the Public Records Act and the Brown Act. And under that ordinance, somebody made a request for the web browser history of the supervisors for things they were looking at on their iPads during board meetings. And that information had to be released, and it produced the predictable headlines and was a bit of an embarrassing kerfuffle. We talked about this policy in front of you at some length last time, and I won't belabor it. For those of you who weren't with us, I'd be happy to chat with you offline. The gist of it is that the Supreme Court decided that public business that's done on private devices and private accounts is subject to the Public Records Act. But the court did not tell us what records have to be disclosed, or really get into the mechanics of how we would cope with all of these different folks and their devices and their accounts. So this policy is intended to give the commissioners a choice. If you do business of LAFCO, not your personal business, not your city, county, agency business, if you do business of LAFCO on an email address, you should copy it to the account that Mike just mentioned. If you don't, then if we get a request for email, we'll be asking you to search your own devices, because there's no other way to solve the problem. So this is intended to give you options so that you needn't search your own devices. If you just copy that address, we'll do the searches for you. And I think we have a question.
Yes.
Yes, thank you. In reading the staff report, I just had a question, and I was hoping you could clarify. So it appears that if an email is kept on the server for 60 days, then it's discoverable, so a Freedom of Information Act request, we would disclose it. But if the email is printed or it's filed into an electronic file, then it's discoverable for 2 years.
Correct.
And so I was wondering why we're setting that outward statute. Why don't we just say that even if it's printed, what's really the difference between it being a printed piece of paper and it being available electronically? Why don't we just set it at 60 days no matter what its format?
There are two issues going on here. One is the Brown Act says, not the Brown Act, the Public Records Act says, you do not have to retain or disclose those writings which are not ordinarily retained in the course of business. So if you do a draft, get it final, throw the draft away, and keep the final, you don't have to keep all of your drafts forever. So that's one idea. The other idea is that once something becomes a public record that you are maintaining, you must keep it for at least 2 years. So what this policy says is if we're going to keep it, we designate it either electronically or in paper, could be either way, as something to be archived. And then we must keep it at least 2 years. Some things we might keep forever. Some things we might keep for a great deal of time, but we have to keep them for at least 2 years. So this policy is intended to create options without restricting the person who's creating a document to make a choice about what they want that document to be. Is it transitional? Is it permanent?
So basically the 60 days is... It's essentially those are drafts or they're ephemeral documents that then actually aren't considered a final document that's discoverable.
Right.
I see.
And okay. It's intended to cover things like, are you available for lunch at 2 on Wednesday kind of emails. You know, an awful
right.
lot of the email we exchange is not of historic import.
Right. The vast majority.
Right. It's,
yeah. Okay. Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay. Any other questions? Excellent. This is, we don't need to vote on this item. It's just to receive only. And we go on to item 10, proposals, major jurisdictional activities. And we do have a presentation from staff as well.
Very briefly, Mr. Chairman, this proposal and jurisdictional activity matrix is presented just to keep your commission updated as far as major projects and activities that we're involved with. There are minor changes to it from the last meeting. And if there are any questions, I can certainly try to answer them.
Great. Any questions on item 10? Okay. Also, this is an informational item. Don't need to vote. We go to item 12, San Diego LAFCO East County Fire Protection Committee. And we do have a status report. And we have Joe Serrano,
to give us a staff report.
Mr. Chairman, I appreciate your efficiency, however. we do have an item before that, item 11.
Oh, okay. Normally, this item is the last item, so now they're kicking me, Mike. Okay, we'll go to the legislative report first.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Very brief today. The activity level in Sacramento has been somewhat busy. All the bills that we're tracking are going according to our positions on them. There have been a couple of minor amendments in a couple of the other bills. Updating the report that you have, 464 Gallagher passed the Assembly, and so it's in the Senate. AB 979 also had passed the Assembly, and it's in the Senate now. AB 1725, the omnibus bill, also passed the Assembly. It's expected to be amended with some additional minor items to non-controversial items to be added to it. We're tracking that, and once it is, I believe we'll take a position of support on that. And other positions that we have or other concerns we have with bills have been taken care of, and so we're just tracking at this point.
Excellent. All right. Any questions about the legislative report? That's why I tried to skip it. So there isn't much good news, but we thank you for following up with these items. Okay, item 12, San Diego LAFCO East County Fire Protection Committee. Joe.
Good morning, Commissioners. For almost a year now, LAFCO staff has been working on the CSA 115 verbalization with the ad hoc committee and stakeholders. We have completed several milestones. The most recent are the three technical reports. The third and final report, which is attached to your packet, will be reviewed by the ad hoc committee following this meeting. Once that's completed, LAFCO staff will compile those technical reports with the comments and also all the other analytical work into one comprehensive report that will be presented to the Commission during the July 10th meeting. That's my update, and I'd be happy to answer any of your questions.
Okay, we do have a meeting after this meeting for the committee. And any questions? Okay, thanks for the information. Item 13, our next meeting will be on July 10th. That's what this item is about.
That is correct. And the only reason that this item is in the agenda is that typically we don't meet in July, especially with the holiday. But given our workload, the recruitment, and so forth, we need to allocate that date for a meeting. So please put it on your calendars, July 10th. As Joe indicated, we are planning on bringing forth the fire protection issue that we've been working on for the past year. There will probably be other major items as well.
Excellent. Okay, we go to item 14, public comments. Would anyone from the public like to address the commissioners on any item that is not on the agenda? Okay, we'll move on then. Item 15, there is the settlement agreement has been distributed to the commissioners. If you don't have any questions, we can vote on this item or move forward. If you have any questions, then we have to recess to a closed session.
And just to provide very quick context, we've been advising you primarily in open session about this effort to settle this lawsuit, which disputes sewer service to the naval facilities to be developed at the south end of Coronado Island. The parties have reached an agreement by which Coronado will nominally take over the service, but Imperial Beach will actually continue to provide the service. The settlement agreement meets LAFCO's needs. There's one deal point that the Navy and Coronado are still trying to hammer out, and that is if Coronado replumbs this so that the flow goes to Coronado, who's going to pay for the facilities necessary to do that? Normally, a wastewater utility would recover that from a connection charge. The Navy's paying to build facilities in Imperial Beach and doesn't want to pay twice, and so they're trying to figure that out. So in order to avoid bringing this back to you again, we suggest that you approve the agreement in concept, authorize Mike or his delegate to sign whatever they come up with on that point that really doesn't affect our needs, because it's how Coronado routes wastewater within its own boundaries is not our concern. It's cross-boundary issues that we care about. So with that, staff's recommendation is that you approve the settlement in concept, authorize Mike or his delegee to sign the final contract when it's performed. I should mention that although we're discussing this in open session and Mike's staff report is a public record, the other materials before you are not. The document itself is still subject to the settlement negotiations, so we won't be making it public. We don't want to headline in either of the cities. They'll make it more difficult for them to cut their deal. And mine and our memo, of course, is attorney-client privileged. And with that, unless there are questions, staff would recommend approval.
Lori?
No, it's just with approval, I'm glad that this is being good job.
Nobody wants to argue with the settlement. Everybody's happy. So I don't expect anything. So I have a motion by Commissioner Zapp.
Second.
I have a second by Mayor Vasquez. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, we need to re-vote on that. Just like to clarify that Mayor Blakespear is now a voting member until December when Mayor Vasquez will become a regular member. So why don't we re-vote on that particular?
We just need to know for the minutes who the second was, and it needs to be somebody other than Mayor Vasquez.
Okay, we start again. We have a motion by Commissioner Zapp. I need a second.
Second.
Okay, I have a second by Commissioner Horn. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay.
Should I abstain?
No.
No. Okay.
No. I can explain about this outside
it's okay.
of the meeting.
It's okay. There,
you are a voting member.
Okay.
After you were installed.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, good. We're good. All right. Item 16 has been taken care of. Our next meeting would be July 10th, 2017. With this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
And folks in the audience, do feel free to come up as the dais is vacated.
I didn't know.
It's the best way to come from.
Right. Yeah.